Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. All right, we've come to the end of the first hour, and that means it's time to pick Issues, Etc. blog of the week. If you go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support, way down at the bottom of the page, there's a lot of stuff there on that support page. Our new YouTube video, the bulletin board flyer, and the bullet and our Issues, Etc. business cards. But down below all of that, you'll find the Issues, Etc. blog widget. It's something you can attach to your blog if you have one. Let us know where it is and where to find it. Just email us the address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog, and maybe we'll pick it as Issues, Etc. blog of the week.
My pick is a blog by a regular guest here, Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. He's got a blog titled The Golden Tablet. This is a blog post titled, Let Not the Children Come to Me. Whenever parents have apologized to me for their children's behavior during church, I have offered the honest reply, I don't notice anyone's unruly children except my own. Besides, one of the most joyful noises in the church is a rowdy toddler because it means that he is where he is supposed to be, in church. I am less likely to notice a fidgety child than I am to notice a parishioner who is mature enough to engage in the liturgy and hymnody but chooses not to. Restless children can distract others in the service. I recall being such a child on occasion. My parents had a fine means to deal with my behavior, a trip to the exterior steps of the church for some firm words and possibly a stinging posterior. Today, congregations do well to have a cry room where parents can take children who are in need of discipline. Tragically, some debate whether children should even be allowed in church. One such discussion can be found in an article, and he links to that article there. It is telling that the article gives such weighted attention to the concern for a worship experience which can be negatively impacted by children. What other parts of the body of Christ are detrimental to my experience? Those who sing off-key? Perhaps they too should be shunned. Just like there is children's church, maybe we can have tone-deaf church. Maybe your experience is negatively impacted by those who dress too casually or those who dress too formally. Let's start pajama church and black tie church to address those concerns. Or instead of a narcissistic concern for my experience being the determining factor for the service, perhaps Christ ought to be its centerpiece. In reverence to him, the pastor will utilize fine oratorial skills, the accompanist will utilize fine musical skills, and parents will remove unruly children for discipline. And in reverence to him, the whole body of Christ of every age, of every level of musical talent, of every socio-demographic background will be welcome to hear his word, repent of their sin, receive his forgiveness, and sing his praise. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, The Golden Tablet.
And my pick for blog of the week, I cannot help but listening to Jeff's pick, think about Jeff's personal experience in church with five children. How many of the kids are, they're all under what age?
They're all under seventh grade and below. The oldest two are seventh, sixth grade, and then Katie's third grade, Jack's four, and JoJo's 5 months.
So I can understand why Jeff would pick that particular blog. Mine came from one, it's a favorite of our listeners, from one of our favorite guests, Pastor Will Whedon. You'll hear him a little bit during Soundbite of the Week in a post called Cross-posting. He's talking about the Lutheran practice of close communion. He says, we recognize that our practice of closed communion is exactly what would be appropriate for the entire visible church on earth. We believe that what we believe is precisely what every jurisdiction, every communion should believe, because it is. We hold nothing other than what the scriptures teach. In other words, we don't regard those who hold a different confession as just another denomination. We regard other confessions, to the extent they differ from ours, to be falsifications of the truth. As offensive and prideful as that may sound, it's not intended to be anything less than what, until very recent times, everyone believed about their own confession. So, in our communion discipline, we act as if we were the legitimate heir and successor to the Catholic Church of the West. That's a self-understanding derived from our Lutheran Confessions. Just a little bit of Pastor Will Whedon's post called a cross-posting at his blog called Whedon's Blog, My Pick for Issues, Etc., Blog of the Week. We'll have both of them posted at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. We'll spend the first few minutes of that hour with Colleen Carol Campbell of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch talking about a new study on media consumption and its effect on children. Dr. Jean Edward Veith will follow that. We'll talk about the vocation of citizen. And then, you're right, it'll be time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, September the 16th, in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.